Hi, I'm Camille.
And I'm Gretchen. We are starting over. We're so thankful that y'all are here for another podcast episode.
That's right.
I was kind of wanting to talk today. I know y'all don't hate on us, but this is a legit subject. But finding your own power in yourself versus depending upon a person, a religion, a job, you know what I'm saying? I think sometimes we as humans, we have to get to a part where we have our own conviction, our own faith in who we are, regardless if we get let down by somebody else.
Well, isn't that the nature of relationships and the nature of the world? I mean, we're all going to have to be on our own at some point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's growing up kind of stuff, right? No one's going to save us.
No. And, you know, it's funny you say that because Camille and I always laugh all the time when people are like, oh, that person completes me. No. Maybe for the 5 minutes. But we're human. We're going to let people down. So you can't live your life based on somebody else's acceptance.
No.
And I tell you, the more we live lives, you know, no matter what age you're at, what stage you're going through, you really have to figure out how do I want to feel?
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes it's really simple and it's really easy. It's probably easier to just be told what to say, what to think, and how to feel.
Well, that's a lot of people I know that do a lot of religion. I mean, I'm not bashing religion, but I have a lot of people that would rather, I call it codependency. You're codependent on a relationship, or you're codependent on a church, or you're codependent on something else instructing you. But at some point, you have to think for yourself. You have to discern for yourself what's true for you, right?
And I think your freedom comes. Your freedom comes when you know you can count on you.
Yeah.
Now, we're not saying that you can't wrap you and God in it together. We certainly are. This isn't a let's leave God out and this is only about you and your thoughts. But I think more than anything, what we're saying is get to a point where you are not so dependent on the acceptance of somebody else in order for you to find your happiness or your peace.
Yeah, well, I feel like life always tends to give us that lesson at some point. I mean, I don't, every client I've got, and even myself included, I've gone through my life, I had to let go of someone or something that I was counting on. Mm. And so at some point I had to realize, okay, if it's going to be, it's up to me. And I don't hate my parents for not being there for me or hate anybody or hate my church. It's more about I still have to decide for myself. I still have to self-govern and determine myself. I can't be reliant. I cannot be a dependent forever. And so I think that life, when I say life, life's on everybody. Things leave us, you know, jobs leave and money leaves, spouses leave, people, you know, take different directions. So you have to figure out at some point when that happens to you what you're going to do. And if you have someone to run to or something to run to, great. But maybe you don't. And when that happens, what are you going to do about life? You have to dig deep and figure out your own strength.
You definitely have to. And some of the tools that you can do to, you know, to alleviate some of the, I think sometimes we go through guilt. You know, maybe you're in a relationship that doesn't work out and you take that on as you've done something wrong.
Yeah, when you feel betrayed and you feel abandoned and left.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's
right.
The worst, you know, and it's almost the worst time to have to start over to do something because you're so down and you're so feeling awful, like I'm betrayed and what's wrong with me? And now I'm on my own. Yeah, it's
hard. And I got to start over. But you know what? I mean, that actually is where your power is. You know, you get your strength, you get your power through finding you through those low times.
Yes.
You know, and to me, I know that in times of my life that's been low and down, it's a matter of like stopping what I'm doing multiple times in the day, not just prayers in the morning and prayers at night. I mean, it is literally pausing in the day and just like talking myself through stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this, or this doesn't really matter right now. Whatever your verbiage is, you have to create a dependency on you. Again, it can be you and God.
Sure.
You and whoever you want to praise. That's not the point, but you just can't always depend upon that somebody else to make you happy. It will never last.
No, I think what you're really pointing to is I feel like it's the point in life where it does bring the best out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And without some sort of an ending or completion or whatever you want to call it, And if something doesn't end, you don't know yourself powerfully. And if life was always just easy, you wouldn't be challenged. You wouldn't develop. You wouldn't grow. Without pain, we don't grow. That's just the facts.
Right.
And I've never met any leader, and I respect leaders. I try to be a leader myself without going through a crucible experience. And a crucible experience is when it's do or die. You know, if you don't figure it out yourself, you're not going to make it.
Right. Right. And I think, too, when you're going through some time, especially if you're in a role where you are a parent, you have other people that are depending on you. Yeah. Maybe you run a company, you know, whatever that is, you're still human. And, you know, you've got to create a pattern in your life that's consistent, that brings you some clarity and some peace, whatever that is. Camille is a fantastic reader, like reads everything. I mean, she really, really enjoys learning. I too, you know, that has been a lot of strength to me is like really taking some time and figuring the questions out.
Yes.
The why of things of life, not just letting things happen. You know, I think sometimes in our lives, it's really easy to let our past dictate our future. Past memory means the future is going to be this way, and it doesn't have to be that way, right? So the more you get to know yourself, the more you have that power to create what you want not just be a part of the flow of what somebody else is creating.
Yeah, and I think people, if they don't make it mean this what it used to mean to them, you know, when change hits or when that loss comes again or that person let you down again or a new guy let you down, new girl let you down, and you've had a history of that kind of life experience, it doesn't have to mean anything. It doesn't have to upset you. It doesn't have to be, oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
You just accept it. Okay, this is what happened. And I know it sounds simple, but the minute you stop and you resist it and you make it mean something and you're marinating in the pain of it, woes me, look, there's a moment to heal and there's a moment to kind of just go, okay. And if you can be with it without resistance, now you're not stuck. But if you the reason you get stuck is because you start personalizing it. And then when you're personalizing something, you're making it true about you. Yeah. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I mean, I think about people in the dating world.
Yeah.
You know, especially those first couple dates, sometimes you want to just unload everything that happened in your marriage or your relationship that went wrong, and you want them so bad to know everything.
Yep.
And you know, before you know it, they've got a one-up story to tell, and now you've attracted both energies are not going in the right direction of what you want. So again, it's like, don't tell the story of being the victim. Yeah. Don't keep telling that story. Tell the story you want.
Yeah.
Tell the story you want. Yes, we all have shitty stuff that has happened in our past. Whether we created it or whether it, you know, came from somebody else, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter now. And, you know, to really kind of think about, what do I talk about every day? What do I think about? Where are my memories going? What am I focused on? Am I focused on how much that person did me wrong, and this reminds me of that, and I can't go here because of that. And you know, you're constantly in this web of the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't see the good of your now and your future.
Right. And I do think most people nowadays are kind of aware of, well, if you're gonna come in with your stories and you haven't really overcome your past, man, I don't know if I want to take you on. You know, it seems like it's gonna be a lot of work for them, right?
Right. That's so true. That is so true, because can you imagine, I always think about this, like I don't date, I don't go out, but if you were sitting across the dinner table and somebody is just unloading, can you just imagine like what's going on in that other person's head? Like, I've got to get out of here.
Yeah. It's like, oh dear. Oh, here it goes.
I wish my friend would call me and I got to go. Yeah. I got to go.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, I've had people like that in my life. I'm like, I am not on the clock right now, sugar. So if you want a session, you should call. I do Zoom. I do phone call. You can come in person.
That is so, I bet you get that a lot, Camille.
I get that a lot.
I probably unload on you all the time. Like,
I don't think
you're
no. No, no. There's a difference with friendship. But some people are just like, that's all they do is, I think, have we ever talked about me with that person? No, I don't think so. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's the kind of thing. Yeah, that's not you. Honey.
Yeah. Well, and I bet you get with your intuitive stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Just real quick, Camille, just tell me blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I get texts all day long. I just have one question. I just got one question. I'm like, honey, if I just had one question for everybody.
For everybody.
I don't have time for you.
I know.
This woman emailed me and she was so sweet. She goes, I just have all these. And there's like 10 questions about, here's my health issues. Sugar, You know, just schedule an appointment with me. Okay, we'll get to it.
That's $50 a question.
It's like, I just, I'd rather talk to you. But anyway, and I'm not a doctor, but I can intuitively feel things. But we digress. So there is a way to kind of perceive life. And I think it is a perception. And when you kind of get a little older, like I am, and I think, you know, maturity doesn't have
She's
to be
so
a number.
Nice. She knows I'm older than she is. She knows how she paused.
Well, I looked at her like, I'm paying some respect for my elders. Anyway. But, you know, when you get a little older, you kind of realize life's on everybody. Everybody goes through something. And it, without humility and without just realizing I'm a human being, we all got stuff we're dealing with. Mm. There's nobody perfect out there. And we all are learning something. And if you quit learning, if you quit seeking to understand why something's happening, look, there's a way to kind of unravel these things in your life. You can live a life without upset. You can live a life without feeling negative at all. It's possible.
Yeah.
It takes a little practice, but it's possible.
And that's the key thing, though, is the practice. Yeah. You have to make a mind shift.
Right.
How do I want to feel? Joe Dispenza says in his meditations, right now, decide, how do you not want to feel and not want to act?
Yes.
And the reason that he says to do that is so you're more aware. When you all of a sudden realize, ooh, I'm talking about that subject again that doesn't feel very good, you can shift, you can pivot, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, we get into habits.
Right.
And
like
we don't hear it. We don't know it. We don't see it. It's just, you know, and then you're attracting more people that are saying the same types of things. And before you know it, you're on a really miserable date.
Yeah. Well, you know, I find this interesting. If you really think about it, when you live in a world and you're telling that same story over and over and over, you're literally living in that past and having it come alive again every time you tell that story.
Every time.
And so
you're creating that energy to continue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so whoever you're with, it's almost like they need to be part of that. They either sit there and observe and go, okay, thanks for sharing. Or they defend themselves, or they, well, I would never. It's interesting how other people will relate to that, how they perceive that, you know.
And
where do they fit in that past? Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes people, and you would know this more than anybody because you're a counselor, but I think people want to be heard, and they want their story to be heard. And I'm certainly not saying there's anything wrong with that. All I'm saying is if that becomes the majority of your conversation, no matter who you're with, you want to share all your baggage, all of your upsets, all of your justifications. We all have them to whatever degree, but we all have them. And if that becomes the most important thing for you to share, you are missing out on happiness inside because you're so focused on a feeling that's already happened, an event that's already taken place. And it isn't happening usually.
Not again.
Right now.
No. But, you know, you look at why tell that story to that new person? You know, look, what's the payoff in that? There's got to be a payoff in that. Usually, when you first meet somebody, they're present. They're wide awake with you. They newly see you. They are into you. They're listening. They're desiring you. So it's almost like you want them to see you in a certain light. But when you tell that story, then you're saying I'm a victim, right? You're showing them your weaknesses when you're telling them that story. Does that make sense?
It does. And you think about it, guys. If you want, not male, but
think
y'all.
About it, people.
If you want to share your story and get a response that's empathetic, sympathetic, that's the energy you're going to always have to give out because that's what that person's going to be able to give to you.
Yes.
If you want somebody that's fun and energetic and, you know, forgiving and it all, you have to be that way.
Well, okay. So here's something. I've been in relationships and the first few meetings is all about, oh, my ex-wife. I can't tell you. She was such a, you know, and the bunny and what she did to me. And I'm sitting there as that person across looking at them going, do you want me to feel sorry for you? Or are you letting me know I can't ever do this to you? Or I'm not quite sure what to do with that.
Right.
And then I have other people I've dated and I've talked to them. You know, we're good friends. We both made mistakes. We had a horrible divorce, but we've said our sorries. There's just nothing to say about that. Now I respect that person.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And their relationship ready because they've already completed their past.
Mm-hmm.
They're not bringing their past into the conversation with us, and wanting me to therapy them or see them as someone I got to be careful around or delicate with. And I don't judge it. I just know they're not complete. But it's either a way, it's a racket. They're trying to sell me on something, so I feel sorry for them, and I know how not to treat them. Like it's a training or something, but it's like there's an agenda here. Why you're controlling the narrative of how I perceive you. I'm going to see you how I see you, and I want to discover that myself, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You don't need to be told is how you need to feel about me. So some steps that we can give you on taking back your power. When we say that, we don't mean that you're going to have dominion over other people. It just means your own self, your own self-worth, basically, and valuing what you think and what you feel for who you are, regardless of what you've been through or what you're going through. The fact that you can own up to your own feelings and still love yourself through it.
Yeah.
You know, give a couple suggestions on what people can do.
Have me do it.
And then I'll add one.
Well, honestly, it's look at yourself and perceive yourself how you want to be perceived. Like decide that for yourself. How do you want to come across to the world? If you see yourself as a victim, they're going to see you as a victim. If you see yourself as a survivor and you've overcome something and you're proud of that, then that's how you present yourself. I tell people to get online for one reason, and that's to kind of see who you're attracting. I know your self-esteem based on who you attract. So if you're getting people that are, you know, not your level or not your caliber, your self-esteem's low. Mm-hmm. And you're projecting something, and so whatever is coming at you is what you're projecting. We get what we are. We don't get what we want. We get what we are.
Yeah.
So you want to look at, you know, give yourself a little bit of a test and kind of see how people see you and ask them, how do you experience me? What do you experience when you sit with me or you talk to me? Oh, I find you confident, or I find you, you know, I think you're still stuck on your past, or you're kind of hurting a little bit. If you get the pity, if you get people to feel sorry for you, again, tweak that, but get feedback. Ask people feedback about how they see you.
Right, right. I think if you're, maybe you're not in the dating world, but just in other areas of your life, you know, you need to get into a habit. This is what's actually made a difference for me, but get into a habit of every morning making some time for yourself. Don't get up at the last minute and rush out the door. Like you really need to have some time, whatever that means, 20 minutes, half hour, whatever it is to you, where you can just be alone in your prayers, in your thoughts and meditations, whatever that is. You take time to write out your day. You speak of it as it is now. Not, I hope this is going to happen, and I'm really wishing this has happened. This, thank you for my perfect timing. Thank you for great communications with people today. Thank you for the safety and protection for me and my family, or whatever it is. You spend that time stating what you want, because that actually is saying to your inner self, you took the time for yourself. That means you're worthy. That means you want something. That means there are things that are important to you other than just getting up, checking emails, mm-hmm. getting to the office, mm-hmm. you know, all that kind of stuff. And somewhere you're left back on the burner. Yeah. You don't put yourself out there. You don't put yourself as a priority. So guess what? Things of priority probably won't come to you because you haven't made it known what you want in your day. And I think people can get really good at like long-term stuff, you know, oh, I want to live in Tennessee someday or whatever. What do you want right now? How do you want to feel right now? What do you want this day to happen right now? 10 years down the road, nobody knows if we're going to even be here 10 years down the road. So start focusing on what you want right now.
Well, and what you're talking about is being self-determined, which is them proactively choosing their life instead of letting it all happen to you. You get up, you're in a hurry, you got to get to work, whatever. But I also feel like that when you're self-determined and you're choosing things, you're creating an offering to your world. So if you meet and greet the world of what's it going, you know, hope works out today. I hope, if you're in hope and if you're, you know, not in charge, so to speak, if you're reactive, I guess is the word, then you kind of get what you get. But if you know who you are and you've identified your strengths, your weaknesses, and you're just honest about that, then you know, and you're honest with people about that, then you meet the world with, this is what I have to offer, and this is what I'm going to put out there, and this is what I want to create, and I want to contribute. If you know yourself powerfully, you will be a contribution. And even if you're flawed and imperfect, you're still going to cause a ripple effect with that energy. And that's why I think most people want to feel as powerful.
Yeah.
You know, and then we started this conversation with remembering your power, being self-determined, and you deciding how it's going to go. But you do that by knowing yourself as a powerful person and a survivor and you've overcome something and you have something to give, you matter. You do matter. Whatever you say matters, what you do matters, because you're causing an impact.
You're causing an impact, you're causing a change. And when you find your peace with who you are and know of your worthiness and know that every day you're learning and you're getting even more in tune mm-hmm. with you, that's where you really start shining for others.
Yeah.
Because when your light is out and it's bright and it's shining, that's what others see. But when we're sad, when we're depressed, when we're bothered about things, we're hidden. Our light isn't mm-hmm. even on, right? Sometimes it feels like it's not even on. So, you know, be honest with yourself. How do you really feel about things? What really matters to you? What really makes you happy? Focus on those things. We appreciate you guys being here. Camille, Gretchen, starting over, if you guys want some time with Camille, you can give her a call at
801-809-2222, and we can start over together.
Okay, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye now.
Bye.